This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In the Middle East region today, in Lebanon, hundreds of protesters returned to downtown Beirut demanding that neighboring Syria get thousands of its soldiers out of their country. The U.S. supports those protesters and criticized Syria again today. Yet, Syria is making conciliatory gestures. Here's Day to Day's Eric Weiner on the mixed signals coming out of Damascus.
Countries, like people, often defy understanding. Sometimes they say one thing and do another, or they move in two opposite directions at the same time. Analysts say that pretty much describes Syria in the year 2005. On the one hand, it provides safe haven to Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and other militant Palestinian groups. Yet publicly, it supports efforts to restart peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. On the one hand, Syria has, according to the U.S., provided support for Iraqi insurgents. Yet it just handed over Saddam Hussein's half-brother and other wanted Ba'athists to the new Iraqi government.
This is nothing new. The Syrians have been on the fence for quite a while.
That's Professor Michael Hudson of Georgetown University. He says Syria has long tried to have it both ways in the Middle East, acting as both arsonist and fireman. It's a double game, says Hudson, that has put Syria in an untenable situation.
If you talk to Syrian officials now, as I have, they convey the image of being under terrific pressure.
That pressure is coming not just from Washington, but also from Israel, from the United Nations, from Syria's erstwhile ally, France, and from thousands of angry Lebanese protesters. Syria is clearly trying to stave off these pressures by making goodwill gestures, but critics say they are just that, gestures and not much more. Take Syria's promise to redeploy and eventually withdraw its 14,000 troops from Lebanon. On the one hand, that would seem to satisfy the concerns of those angry Lebanese protesters. But Richard Murphy, a former U.S. ambassador to Syria, thinks otherwise.
The reality is Syria doesn't need its troops on the ground in Lebanon. It has over the years infiltrated the Lebanese political system, the Lebanese intelligence and security apparatus. They can exert enormous influence over Lebanon without having troops on the ground.
Of all the pressures facing Syria now, perhaps the most intense is coming from Israel. It accuses Syria of being behind the recent suicide bombing in Tel Aviv.
I refuse and reject these accusations completely.
Sami Kiyami is Syria's ambassador to Britain.
Syria is backing the negotiations between the Palestinians and Israel. And it has even helped Abu Mazen, the Palestinian leader, to achieve Palestinian consensus. So why on earth would Syria be involved in such a thing?
And why on earth, asked Georgetown's Michael Hudson, would Syria be involved in the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri?
You'd have to think that the Syrians were, to put it charitably, extremely stupid, because both of those events clearly would and now have boomeranged against Syria.
Stupidity, of course, is always a possibility in international relations, just as it is in personal relations. But a more likely explanation, analysts say, is that a power struggle is taking place within Damascus between Syria's relatively untested President Bashar al-Assad and the old guard in the military and intelligence services. The result is an erratic, bumpy ride down the diplomatic highway. Bumpy, that is, even by Syrian standards. Eric Weiner, NPR News.